Here's an audio test for microphone number one for the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds. Audio test for microphone number two between the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds. After suffering their first home loss since the middle of May, the 29-30 Salem Red Sox look to bounce back tonight as they take on the 20-38 Delmarva Shorebirds here on game number three of the six-game set between the Red Sox and the Shorebirds. Hello, my name is Andy Lewis, and we welcome you inside Salem Memorial Ballpark as we are anticipating what is going to be an exciting third game of this homestand as of this series. Let's take a look at the Delmarva Shorebirds starting lineup and how they look to kind of go back-to-back wins over the Red Sox today. It's going to start off with the second baseman in number four, Luis Valdez, followed by the right fielder in number nine, Heston Kerstad. The shortstop, number 27, Noel Bert Romero, bats third, while the left fielder, number 19, Trenton Craig, bats cleanup. The third baseman, number 17, Isaac De Leon, bats fifth, while the catcher, number 45, Creed Willems, bats sixth. Batting seventh is the center fielder, number 38, Steven Acevedo, while tonight's designated hitter for Delmarva bats eighth, and number 43, Moises Ramirez. And then rounding up the order, it's the first baseman and number 40, Roberto Martinez. Today, again, the start for the Salem Red Sox, who will try to shut down this Delmarva side. It's number 17, right-handed pitcher, and Juan Encarnacion. He's been phenomenal as of late for the Salem Red Sox and has really turned his season around. A 5-3 record after starting off 1-3 on the year. He has a 4.43 ERA. He's making his 12th appearance of the season, his 11th start, and he looks to try to keep trending in that right direction. Remember, our last homestand against the Columbia Fireflies, Encarnacion was actually the Carolina League Pitcher of the Week, and the work that he's done this season has been great. 44 2/3 innings of work, allowing 42 hits, 22 earned runs, walking 13 batters, striking out 52. The opponent's batting average against Encarnacion is a batting average of a 2.46. So he tries to lower that today a little bit as he looks to try to get the Salem Red Sox back in the win column. Well, last night, Delmarva snapped their four-game losing streak as they took down Salem by the final score of 7-5. Great offense from Delmarva last night. 12 fits. That was double the amount that Salem got on the hits category, where the Red Sox were only able to get six. Still two errors on the defensive side. This is a team that has made plenty of mistakes this season on defense for Delmarva. They'll try to clean that up today and try to maybe start a little bit of a winning streak here against the Salem Red Sox. The season series right now, it is Salem 6, it is Delmarva 2. Red Sox, of course, in a big situation as they try to catch up to the top of the Carolina League North Division to clinch a playoff spot here at the towards the end of the first half of the season. So Encarnacion steps in and fires, and the pitch is in the zone for strike number one. 90 mile per hour fastball gets us underway. 7:08 p.m. is our first pitch time. 83 degrees Fahrenheit, sunny skies. 0-1 pitch, and Valdez will foul this up the third base side up into the netting and will fall into the seat to make the count 0-2. Good news is today the humidity's not as bad. It only feels like 88 out on the field. We had 106 at first pitch yesterday. 0-2 pitch. Valdez swings and misses for the strike three call. And Encarnacion, three pitches, three strikes, his first punch out of the night. So we'll see Heston Kerstad come to the plate, the right fielder for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Has played in both games of the series, came off the 60-day injury list a few days ago, and he tries to get a strong start here in game number three of the series. Encarnacion's fastball goes up and away for ball number one, and that made the count 1-0. If you guys are just tuning in, we are one out here in the top of the first inning. Scoreless between Delmarva and Salem, and Encarnacion finds a strike on the 91-mile-per-hour fastball to make the count 1-1. Elliot Melton behind the plate tonight, calling the balls and strikes, while Chaz Patterson is out on the base paths. 1-1 pitch, and Kerstad takes a big swing and foul tips it into the glove of Mayakano to bring the count to one ball and two strikes. Kerstad, the number two overall selection in the 2020 MLB draft, was finally able to get his professional career underway last week against Fayetteville. 1-2 pitch, and Kerstad will rip this up towards center field, falling in front of Eduardo Lopez. It will be the game's first hit, a Kerstad single with one out here in the top of the first. So let's get you a rundown of the Salem Red Sox defense today. Tyler Miller is out at left field. Center fielder, just heard his name, Eduardo Lopez. Great to have him back off the injury list. Gets the start today here for the Red Sox. Darryl Bailen is out in right field. He gets his first appearance of the series as well. Noel Bert Romero steps into the batter's box now with the runner on first. 0-0 is our score. And Encarnacion's first pitch is in the zone for strike number one. Our first righty-righty battle here between the Salem Red Sox pitcher and the Delmarva batters. Edison Paulino at third base tonight. Marcelo Meyer at shortstop. Brayer Bonazzi at second base. And Blaze Jordan on the other corner at first today. The 0-1 pitch gets the lower half with a strike call, and the count goes to 0-2. Mayakano gets a start again from behind the plate. Number 13 for Salem had an appearance last night, but goes back-to-back today while he catches the pitches from Juan Encarnacion. Great start to the at-bat. It's an 0-2 count here towards Romero. The pitch is away. It goes upstairs for ball number one. 325 to the left field corner, 325 to the right field corner, 401 to straightaway center. Those are our dimensions here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. No home runs as of yesterday. We did see a great amount of them on Tuesday as the check over at first base is unsuccessful as Jordan could not lay a tag down on Kerstad. Did get three Salem Red Sox home runs on Tuesday afternoon, though. So here's the 1-2 from Encarnacion, a swing and a miss. The breaking ball got the bat of Romero, and that brings it to two outs, two strikeouts for Encarnacion, and we still are in a 0-0 ball game. Kerstad still at first base after his one-out single, but Trenton Craig will come to the batter's box. Great night for him last night in the cleanup role for the Shorebirds side. He went 3-4 for Delmarva. Pitch is on the way, and he swings with the very first pitch. A chopper down the third baseline, bounces foul, and the count will go to 0-1. Well, the Salem Red Sox, it is Thirsty Thursday. So you know what that means, right? The Salem Beer Mongers jersey is out at full force. A light blue on the front and the back of the uniform with a more dark blue on the sleeves. Red lettering across the front and the red numbers behind the jersey. Craig will put this over to the shortstop side. It gets through under Marcelo Meyer's glove out towards left center, and it'll be a two-out single as Kerstad stops at second. A pair of singles have Delmarva's offense rolling in the top half of the first. So Isaac De Leon, the number five batter in the order, will come into the plate and will get a numerical battle here. Number 17 of Salem going against number 17 of Delmarva. We talk about the Red Sox uniform. They have the white baseball pants and Encarnacion today with the Red Sox. How fitting. The first pitch is an off-speeder that drops into the zone with a strike one call. We saw De Leon on Tuesday afternoon for the Shorebirds. Did not get to see him in action last night, though. So he returns to the lineup here at the five spot. Also plays third base today. 0-1 pitch. You'll watch another breaker, but this one goes low and evens the count at 1-1. Delmarva going back to the uniforms that we saw in the first game of the series as well. The black uniform with the orange lettering and numbering through the front and the back with the gray baseball pants. Count is even at one ball and one strike. Two away. Encarnacion steps in. The off speed got him looking on the bottom outside corner for strike number two. Top of the first inning, scoreless between Delmarva and Salem. A pair of Shorebird singles have them going right now, but their batter in De Leon is down 1-2 in the count. And Encarnacion, a long look into the zone. He will step in right as the clock hits zero, and he will actually take a look at Kerstad at second. So for a moment, he kicked up his leg, thought about coming towards the plate, but instead turned around and took a look at Kerstad. So no infraction. The count is 1-2. Encarnacion steps in, fastball upstairs, and did not go, was De Leon. So the count is 2-2. So deuces wild in the top of the first inning. The Shorebirds have a runner in scoring position in Heston Kerstad. They also have Trent and Craig at first base. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Encarnacion. This is lifted up towards left center field. It has quite some distance out towards the warning track, and it will bounce off the wall. Kerstad scores. Craig gets the wave around third. He will score as well. And into second is Isaac De Leon. It is a 2-RBI double with two outs in the top of the first. And Delmarva strikes first. It is the Shorebirds 2. It is the Red Sox 0 in the top of the first inning. Well, maybe De Leon should have been in the lineup last night. He gets the offense going today for Delmarva. A nice 2-0 start for the visiting team. And now Creed Willems will step up, and he will watch the first pitch go right down the middle for strike number one. Willems is behind the plate again today for Delmarva. Was at first base on Tuesday, was behind the plate on Wednesday, and as of today as well. He'll watch another 87-mile-per-hour pitch catch the zone for the strike call. So it goes to 0-2 here for Willems. De Leon at second base after that two-out double that starts the scoring here in Salem Memorial Ballpark. Three hits in the top of the first inning. The Shorebirds, right off of the bat, have been impressive. Talking in the pregame about how Encarnacion has been great as of late, but a rough start here on this Thursday evening. The 0-2 pitch to Willems, and it just misses inside. Manicano tried to frame another 87-mile-per-hour delivery, but was unable to catch it in the zone. So the at-bat stays alive for the Shorebirds catcher, the sixth batter of the inning for Delmarva. Encarnacion steps in on the 1-2. Willems, a bouncer to the right side, scooped up by Bonassi. The throw over to Jordan's in time for the third out of the inning, but not before Isaac De Leon opens up the offense here in Salem Memorial Ballpark. A two-out, 2-RBI double to the left center gap gives the Shorebirds a 2-0 lead. We'll get our first look at the Salem Red Sox offense when we come back for the bottom of the first inning here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Delmarva using a hot start to take a 2-0 lead as we enter the bottom of the first here in Carilion Clinic Field. So we'll get our first look at the Salem Red Sox offense on the evening. The third baseman, number 9, Edison Paulino, will lead things off, followed by the second baseman and number 19, Branger Bonazzi. Shortstop number 10, Marcelo Meyer, bats third, while the Red Sox designated hitter on the night is number 12, Nico Cavadas. He bats cleanup and fourth in the order. The first baseman, number 24, Blaze Jordan, bats fifth, while the center fielder, number 15, Eduardo Lopez, bats sixth. First pitch of the game towards Paulino will be fouled off and rolled down the third base side for strike number one. Getting the start tonight for the Delmarva Shorebirds, it is the pitcher in Moises Chason. As he fires a pitch on the outside for ball number one, that will even the count at one ball and one strike. So a 1-1 pitch to Paulino, and that will miss outside. Rest of the order, it is a left fielder number 14 in Tyler Miller, the catcher number 13, Gilberto Mexicano, and then the right fielder number 44, Daryl Balin. 2-1 pitch to Paulino. He'll take a shot at this. It's going to be opposite field down the third base line, and De Leon can't get the backhanded grab, and Paulino reaches base safely. An odd spin off the bat of Paulino, but efficient as he gets aboard, and the Red Sox had their first base runner of the game thanks to the infield single by Edison Paulino. So to come back from two runs, you got to get the offense going early, and that's exactly what happens. May have not been the prettiest hit from Paulino, but definitely good enough to get him aboard. So Bonazzi steps up to the plate, nobody out in the bottom of the first. Paulino thought about going, and Bonazzi now pops it up to the left side and will go out of play just to the left of us here in the press box, and the count is 0-1. Bonazzi was held hitless last night for the Salem Red Sox, an 0-4 night, but went 2-4 in the two spot of the order on Tuesday. 0-1 pitch, Bonazzi swinging at the off speed, and Chase got him silly as he missed it for strike number two. So Bonazzi down the count, 0-2 with nobody away. Paulino holds as Bonazzi pops it up down the third base side, and we'll head into the seats. The count will stay at 0-2. Well, this season for the Delmarva Shorebirds, Jose has an 0-3 record with a 6.41 ERA. Looking to try to change that tonight. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That's skied out towards left field. Craig moving to his left. He will call off the center fielder of Acevedo and make the grab for the first out of the inning. Paulino does not tag up from first, so he'll stay on the corner base, and Marcelo Meyer will come up with one out in the bottom of the first. So solid start from the Shorebirds here in Game 3 of the series. A 2-0 lead thanks to a two RBI double by Isaac De Leon. And now checking back over at first will be Chase, and the tag won't be made in time as Paulino slides in safe. A very young pitcher for this Delmarva side. It's a 2003 kid. He just turned 19 years old on June 9th. So a few days ago, Paulino takes off, pitching the zone for strike one. Paulino slides in, and he is safe. The tag was not in time by the shortstop in Romero, and Paulino gets the stolen base. Oh, from our vantage point, it looked as if the throw from Willems to the shortstop in Romero looked to be in time, but maybe the way that Paulino slid in, he got there just in time. What a slide by Paulino. I thought it was going to be two outs here in the bottom of the first, but instead, a runner in the scoring position and an 0-1 count to Meyer with one away. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it misses outside. The count goes even at one ball and one strike. Jazz Patterson was the man who made the call. Had a very good view of it as well, just standing over that second base on the infield grass. So here's the 1-1 pitch to Meyer. He will watch it go low, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. But an 0-3 start to the year for for Chassé. 19 and two-thirds innings pitched. He has an ERA of a 6.41. 21 hits allowed, 14 earned runs, walking 15 batters, and striking out 28. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and Meyer will sky this down the left field line. Moving back to the warning track is Craig. He will make the grab. Paulino thought about tagging, but a great throw from Craig will hold Paulino at second. And now two outs here in the bottom of the first. So Craig has been busy out in this bottom of the first inning. Back-to-back pop-ups going the Shorebirds left fielder's way. And so now Nico Cavades will come to the plate. Paulino still at second. So the Salem Red Sox have a runner in scoring position in the bottom of the first, but they are down to two outs. So Cavades steps up, and Chassé thought about checking in on Paulino, but he slides back in before any throw is made by the righty. Chassé was in the FCL last season and had a 1-3 win-loss record, a 5.64 ERA. Didn't really get much work down there, only 22 and one-thirds innings pitched. His first delivery to Cavades goes low for ball number one. And a 1-0 count to Cavades. Tough night for the Salem designated hitter on Wednesday, but had a great showing on Tuesday. Had a single, a double, and a home run for the Red Sox. 1-0 pitch to Cavades, and that goes up and away for ball number two. So the Delmarva Shorebirds defensive lineman today, we've already said Trenton Craig's name enough. He's out at left field. Steven Acevedo at center field. And Heston Kerstad out at right field. A 2-0 pitch from Chassé fires away. And Cavades will foul this back towards the backstop behind the plate. And that'll make the count 2-1. Isaac De Leon is at third base. Noelbert Romero at shortstop. Luis Valdez at second base. And Roberto Martinez at first. Creed Willems behind the plate tonight, catching the pitches from the starter, Moises Chassé. 2-1 pitch to Cavades, and he will hold as it catches the upstairs edge of the zone with strike two. Cavades almost began that check swing, but held back. But regardless, he goes down to the count, becoming 2-2. Deuces Wiles, Chassé fires, and he misses on the lower outside corner. The count will run full for Cavades with 3-2. 2-0 Delmarva lead over Salem, bottom of the first inning. Two outs going against the Red Sox. Paulino got an infield single, and now he's at second base after stealing his 12th base of the year. But here comes the 3-2 pitch to Cavades, and it's above the zone for ball number four. So Cavades will trot down to first base. It will continue the inning as Blaze Jordan will come to the plate. So Paulino at second base, Cavades at first, two outs. A very similar situation that we saw in the top half of the first inning where Delmarva had runners on first and second with two outs, and De Leon drove in both base runners to give themselves the 2-0 lead. Maybe Jordan can come through here in the bottom half of the first. Jose's off speed to Jordan misses outside, bringing the count to 1-0. It's been a great series for Blaze Jordan. 5-9 hitting for the number 5 batter in the order today for Sam. A home run, 4 RBIs. Most of those coming from that 3-run home run. 1-0 pitch to Jordan, and that fastball misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. This 1-5 part of the order for the Salem Red Sox have stayed intact these first three games of the series, and it's been really efficient at times this week. The 2-0 pitch to Jordan, he'll take a swing, but he'll foul down the first baseline, a chopper that goes over by the Delmarva dugout. So 2-1 is the count. Paulino at second base. Cavades at first for Salem. A 2-0 lead for Delmarva in the bottom half of the first inning. So the 2-1 pitch to Jordan, he'll watch it go the whole way, and it misses low for ball number three. Good eye there from Jordan. So he saw the 2-0 pitch. He went for it, fouled it off. He has another quote-unquote hitter's pitch here with 3-1. Chassé and the Shorebirds trying to keep this 2-0 lead intact. Here comes the 3-1 pitch, and Jordan put it right back up the middle. Nice backhanded glove by Chusse. He will jog over to first and underhand toss it to his first baseman, Roberto Martinez, in time for the third out of the inning. So the Salem offense got runners aboard, but they could not bring them across. So the Delmarva Shorebirds have a 2-0 lead as we head to the second here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Thirsty Thursday here in Salem, Virginia. And the Delmarva Shorebirds right now have a 2-0 lead over the Salem Red Sox. Steven Acevedo to lead things off for Delmarva here in the top of the second. And so watch the first pitch from Encarnacion go low for ball number one. 7-8-9 due up. So we'll see Moises Ramirez, Roberto Martinez as well in the second inning. So the Shorebirds had a little bit of a difficulty in that bottom of the first of having a clean inning of work, but they're able to hold on to their 2-0 lead as Acevedo will drive the 1-0 pitch down the right field line, but hooking out a play to bring the count to 1-1. Well, Acevedo picked up his first hit of the season in last night's game, a double, driving his first RBI as well, as Acevedo will foul off the 1-1 pitch into the netting behind the plate. I make the count 1-2. Acevedo was at FCL for a few days for the series, for the FCL Orioles, I should say. Played 2 games, went 2 of 7, had a double, and he made the jump right up to single A. 1-2 pitch, and Acevedo will drive the pitch out towards right center field. Lopez working back to the track and makes the grab for the first down of the inning. A little bit of sunlight continuing to come into the ballpark. A little bit of a pain for the outfielders in the left side, the infield for the time being. But if you're Blaze Jordan, Juan Encarnacion, Alberto Mexicano, you're loving it right now. The shade works from that right field foul line all the way out to dead center throughout the contest. So with one away, Moises Ramirez, the designated hitter, will watch the first pitch go inside for ball number one. Ramirez, 1-3 so far in the series with an RBI and a walk, and he'll swing on the 1-0 pitch and miss it for strike number one. 150 hitter on the season for the Shorebirds. Did not play against Salem the last time these two teams met as he was on the injury list. 1-1 pitch, and that goes high and inside, and it gets the left hand of Ramirez as he throws the bat down and takes off the helmet. Pitch was 84 miles per hour from Encarnacion as a breaking ball that just could not come into the zone. And now Ramirez, visibly frustrated, will walk towards the on-deck circle where his trainer will meet up with him. And the trainer will take a look at that left hand. So it appears that the Shorebirds will have their first base runner of the inning. We'll see if it's going to be Ramirez or not. Top of the second, Delmarva up 2-0 over Salem here in this early going. And we could take this time to look at the standings. The Salem Red Sox 2 games back of the Lynchburg Killcats, who are 31-28 in the league. They grabbed a win last night to separate themselves from the Salem Red Sox by a game. As he will jog on down the first baseline, and that man is Ramirez. He will get there to first base with a round of applause as well from the Salem Red Sox fans here at the ballpark. But it seems as if there's a lot of struggle between these Carolina League North Division teams as they close in on the first half of the season. The Mudcats and the Nationals, that's Carolina and Fredericksburg respectively, both on losing streaks for the time being as the first pitch to Martinez grabs the outside half of the strike one call. So Roberto Martinez will come to the plate for the first time today. 2-4 on the series for the Shorebirds. Been a good showing so far for Martinez. Played in his first game last night as the 0-1 pitch misses low and inside to even the count of 1-1. So Carolina has lost 5 straight games as they're playing the league-worst Columbia Fireflies this week. They've dropped the first 2 games of that series. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and Martinez will swing on the breaker, and he misses for the strike two call. The Nationals have lost 3 straight games. They lost their first 2 games this week to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Pelicans, on the other hand, are in great position, 42-17 on the year. The 1-2 pitch goes low and outside to even the count at 2-2. So Carolina and Fredericksburg tied at 30-29 apiece for the second spot in the Carolina League. Salem at 29-30, so a game back of those two teams and 2 back from Lynchburg as Ramirez will put this one into play. This is over to Bonazzi, Meyer, to Jordan. It's the 4-6-3 double play, and the Salem Red Sox get out of the top of the second inning, but the Shorebirds continue to lead 2-0 over the Red Sox. When we come back, we'll get a look at 6, 7, and 8 of the Salem Red Sox order. You're listening to Carolina League Baseball on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem, Virginia. The Delmarva Shorebirds lead the Salem Red Sox by the score of 2-0. Eduardo Lopez, fresh off the injury list, welcome back to the Red Sox. He will get the leadoff gig here in the second inning as he steps into the left-hander's batter's box. As the first pitch that Lopez sees, he put a blooper down the third baseline, which gets out of play to make the count 0-1. 2-14 hitter on the season for the Salem Red Sox. 4 home runs, 11 RBIs. He's making his first start since June 2nd as he goes on the check swing, and Elliot Meltzer behind the plate said he went far enough to get the strike two call. Great showing tonight from the Salem Red Sox fans here on this Thursday night. A lot cooler than we saw yesterday as the 0-2 pitch goes up and away for ball number one. Looks like we have a hot one today, a hot one on Friday, and then we drop back to high 70s. For the weekend portion of this series. The 1-2 pitch spikes in front of home plate to make the count 2 balls and 2 strikes. Of course, Thirsty Thursday as well. Always a great timeout. I love when Muggsy runs out in between the top of the first and the bottom of the first inning on every Thirsty Thursday as Lopez drives the 2-2 pitch out towards right center field. It falls for a base hit. It goes all the way to the wall. Lopez at first. He will think about going three, but he stops at second. And welcome back, Eduardo Lopez. In his first at-bat off the injury list, he grabs a leadoff double, and the Red Sox have a runner in scoring position with nobody away in the bottom of the second. And the reason why I love Muggsy when he runs out with a big, almost like a pitcher of beer. And it's empty. He's running around with it. He's got the Salem Beer Mongers jersey on as well. The one problem is that no one's ever helping out him fill up that empty bottle of beer. First pitch on the way, and Miller will swing and miss to get the strike number one. Got to help out Muggsy, right? He always brings the action every single day. Runs out in the middle of the first inning and gets all the fans rowdy here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Well, Lopez might have done that as well with that leadoff double. He stands at second. Now the 0-1 pitch goes down the middle to get the strike two call. Miller has struggled this series for Salem. He has gone 0-8. His only on-base appearance came with a walk. But back in the lineup today, trying to turn it all around here on this Thursday evening. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Miller. And he'll watch it go low. It gets away from Willems, and Lopez will get to third base off the pass ball. The pitch was low, and Willems tried to drop down to his knees to protect the baseball from getting past him. It was good enough not getting it past him, but it did roll a bit down that first base line, and Willems was just not able to get it fast enough before Lopez made the move from second to third. So a 1-2 count as Miller will watch it go upstairs, eye level for ball number two. Delmarva leads 2-0 over Salem here in the bottom of the second inning. But Salem is in business as Lopez picked up his seventh double of the season on a 2-2 count. We have another 2-2 count here. And Miller will just hold as the fastball, or off-speed pitch, I should say, goes on the outside to make the count 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller now batting below 200 on the year, 192 here in 2022. So the payoff pitch fires away. Miller swings and he misses for the strikeout and out number one of the frame. And Chusse has his first punch out of the evening. And it brings up Gilberto Mexicano with one away. Chusse went with the fastball, and Miller saw the high heat, already took a crack at it. Just could not keep up with that velocity. And Miller's series performance drops to 0-9 as Mexicano on the first pitch will pop it up over the screen into the concourse area to make the count 0-1. When we mentioned at the beginning, Gilberto Mexicano, back-to-back starts for the Salem Red Sox, went 0-4 last night for Salem. He did score a run, however, in the 7-5 loss for the Red Sox. The 0-1 pitch goes eye level for ball number one, and Mexicano has an even at-bat. 12 RBIs on the season for the Salem Red Sox catcher, 4 home runs just hitting above 250, 253 to be exact. 1-1 pitch, the off speed, that's off the plate to the outside, and the count goes to 2-1. He can get his 13th RBI this season for any contact that may go out towards the outfield. And of course, he wants to try to get his first base hit of the series. In good shape right now. 2-1 pitch, and that off speed just caught the bottom half of the zone. And Mexicano had that face of, oh, I think it's a strike. Please don't call it, Mr. Melton. But the home plate umpire did, and the count's now at 2-2. Pitch away, Mexicano pops it up above the screen again, and it will stay alive in the at-bat for Mexicano, and the count will hold at 2-2. Speaking about twos, we're in the bottom of the second inning, and the Delmarva Shorebirds lead 2-0 over the Salem Red Sox. First time the Shorebirds have struck first in the series. 2-2 pitch to Mexicano, and this will be a chopper that will go off his left foot. It will go foul, and the count will hold at 2-2. So Mexicano not going down without a fight. He's fouled off the last two pitches, and this at-bat pitch count will get to 7. Eduardo Lopez on third base, seeking to come home and be the first Red Sox run. Mexicano pops his up down the right field side. It won't be deep enough as the second baseman Valdez will drop the baseball. Valdez make the throw back to first. Lopez scores, and the Salem Red Sox are on the board. It's Delmarva 2. It's Salem 1. Well, I was going to say it was not deep enough for Lopez to tag up from third base, but it hit off of Valdez's glove. It dropped in fair play. It rolled away. And Lopez had the green light to go home from Luke Mons, and that first run comes across, and it cuts the deficit in half. Another error for the Delmarva Shorebirds. This is in their second baseman of Luis Valdez. And now Darryl Bailyn will make his first at-bat of the series and pop it up down the right field line as the count will go to 0-1. So count that as an E4 as Valdez was in the shade. And he must have just lost sight of it as Bailyn watches the 0-1 pitch go down Broadway to make the count 0-2. Tough break for the Shorebird second baseman, but for the Red Sox, it's the break they needed to get onto the board. 0-2 pitch to Bailyn, and he will watch it go low and outside for ball number one. Good eye from Bailyn. We haven't gotten to see much of him in this last few weeks. Played a little bit for against the Charleston River Dogs down in South Carolina, but out in right field today. 1-2 pitch on the check swing. It looks as if he held, and the appeal down to Patterson said he did not. It was an off-speed that went low of the zone, and Bailyn was able to use his strength to hold back and not commit on the swing. So he even counted two balls and two strikes with one away in the bottom of the second. Pitches away to Bailyn. He'll put this down the third baseline, but it will ground foul and will hold at a 2-2 count. So Salem is on the board with their first run of the game, but they trail Delmarva 2-1 here in the bottom of the second. Salem had some offense brewing in the first inning where they had runners on first and second base, but were unable to score. They come away with it here in a unique way in the bottom of the second after the error by Valdez. 2-2 pitch, and it hits the left arm of Darryl Bailyn, and he'll be walking down to first base. A hit by pitch, the second one of the inning, the first one by Chusse, and Bailyn in a little bit of a pain, but after just inhaling and exhaling a bit, he will jog down to first base and will have runners on first and second with the top of the order coming up for Salem. So Paulino, who is 1-of-1 today, will try to keep this second inning going for Salem. They've already picked up a run in the frame, and they're in business to get a little bit more action. But first, we're going to see the pitching coach for the first time today for Delmarva. Joe Haumacher will come out to talk with the right-handed pitcher. Well, looking at the performances this season by Chusse, hasn't really gone deep in any of his appearances this season, especially since he came off the injury list. Did not play against the Salem Red Sox when the Red Sox went up to Salisbury, Maryland back in mid-May. ...23 days in between his start against Columbia and Charleston on May 6th and May 29th. He has been more of a regular since, but the most we've seen him go is 2 2/3 innings. First pitch to Paulino, he reaches out and swings and misses for the strike one call. Paulino with that infield spinning single that stayed in fair territory to get the first base runner on the game for Salem as he swings and misses to go down 0-2 in the count. So a pair of off-speeds have Chusse up in the at-bat. So whatever that Joe Haumacher said to him has to be working so far. Chusse will step off the rubber for a brief moment of collecting himself as Gilberto Mexicanos at second base and Darryl Bailyn's at first. 0-2 pitch, Chusse fathers, but it misses low and inside, and the count will go to 1-2. Multiple times we've seen the Red Sox batters go in the hole, but Chusse has struggled at times to find that pitch that could end the at-bat for the Red Sox batter. Let's see what he does on the 1-2. He stires into it, and Paulino will chop this foul on the first baseline, into the Delmarva dugout. 89 miles per hour, so showing the heat on that delivery. But still yet to get through the batter of Paulino. The count will go to 1-2. Jose fires in. Paulino rips this down the right field line, and Heston Kerstedt did not even move. It's a three-run blast for Edison Paulino, and the Salem Red Sox have a 4-2 lead. I mean, you just knew when it went off the barrel that Edison Paulino had just given the Salem Red Sox the lead. His second home run of the series, and it's a four-run second for the Red Sox, and they have the two-run edge. Well, for those that heard of the sound, the crack off the barrel, they knew it was a good one. And just seeing the body language of Kerstad knew that it was on a one-way trip out of the ballpark. As Bonazzi will step in and watch the first pitch go high and inside for ball number one. Didn't even flutter at right field. Just stood there and looked up as it was traveling out over that Roanoke College sign in right field. As the 1-0 pitch misses low and outside to make the count 2-0. So the fifth home run of the season for Edison Paulino. In the last four home games, folks, he has homered in three of those. And he is slowly making his way up on the leaderboard for home runs. The 2-0 pitch catches the upstairs edge of the zone for the strike two call. Or strike one call, I should say, as the count goes to 1-2. Bonazzi popped out to the left fielder and Trenton Craig his last time up. 2-1 pitch, and Bonazzi watches it go down the middle, and the count will go 2-2. So one away in the bottom of the second inning, and the Red Sox have a 4-2 lead over Delmarva. 2-2 pitch on the way, and this will go fair down the first base. Oh, no, it does not, actually. Instead of it hits just to the right of home plate, I think it got a bit of Bonazzi as well. Was watching the baseball, didn't even check out Elliot Melton. He already had both his hands up saying the ball was dead. It would have been fair if it did not hit the foot or to the foul territory right to the plate. 2-2 pitch to Bonazzi, check swing, and the ball goes straight back to the screen, and the count will hold at 2-2. So we saw a great deal of offense in Wednesday's night's contest. Remember that back-and-forth battle, and Delmarva had a big top of the fourth inning that put them out of their distance. Maybe Salem has their own as well. As the 2-2 is blooped up to the left center field. It falls for a base hit. It will be a single for Brainerd Bonazzi and another two-strike at-bat that a Salem Red Sox is able to get aboard. And with that one, Bonazzi gets the first base, and Marcelo Meyer will come up to bat. But it appears that Moises Chase's day is done. Felipe Rojas Jr., the manager of Delmarva, will come out and retrieve the baseball, and that will end the day for the 19-year-old right-handed pitcher. So Chase's day is over for Delmarva. Salem has a 4-2 lead over the Shorebirds. Brainerd Bonazzi at first base, and the number four overall pick in the 2021 MLB draft, Marcelo Meyer, is coming up to the plate. We'll get you the name and the information of the new Shorebirds pitcher when we come back here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. We're in the middle of the bottom of the second inning here at Carilion Clinic Field. It's been a big bottom of the second for the Salem Red Sox. Four runs have come across. Majority is thanks to the fifth home run of the season by Edison Paulino, a three-run shot to give the Red Sox their first lead of the night. Bonazzi at first base, Marcelo Meyer at the plate. First pitch he sees, he drives it down the left field line, but goes just foul into the Salem Red Sox bullpen, and the count will go to 0-1. The new pitcher into the game for the Shorebirds is Angel Vargas, the pitcher that was added onto the Delmarva Shorebirds roster on May 17th. Will come out here for some work. An 11.25 ERA on the season for the Shorebirds right-handed pitcher. He looks to try to get through this bottom of the second. 0-1 pitch to Meyer, and the off-speed catches the zone for the strike two call. Not too bad for Vargas, who has just come into the game. Sixth appearance of the season for the Shorebirds, an 0-1 record. We mentioned that ERA. He's gone 8 innings of work, allowing 16 hits, 10 earned runs, walking 6 batters, and striking out 9. 0-2 pitch to Meyer. That spikes in front of home plate, but Willems gets a great block, and he keeps it in front of him and holds Bonazzi at first. The main problem with Vargas's stats this season is probably the opponent's batting average, a 400 this season, as he looks to try to lower that number. And most importantly, get this first out of his appearance. 1-2 pitch on the way to Meyer, and it misses low for ball number two. And the count goes even of Vargas of 2 balls and 2 strikes of Marcelo Meyer. So the day comes to an end for Moises Chase. 1 1/3 innings of work, 4 hits allowed, 4 earned runs. He walked 1 batter, struck out 1, and gave up 1 home run. 59 pitches from Chase, 35 of them were strikes. So a 2-2 pitch coming up to Meyer, fires away. He will put this down the first baseline. It will go foul, and we'll keep the count at 2-2. It appears that Meyer was actually hit by that foul ball off his barrel. So he takes a second to step out of the batter's box and recollect himself. So the count is even at 2-2. Vargas takes a look at first base of Bonazzi and now steps in and fires away. And Meyer swings and misses for strike number 3, the second out of the inning. And Vargas gets his first punch out of the game. And it comes against the number 3 hitter in the order of Marcelo Meyer. So the Salem shortstop drops to 0-2 on the day. And Nico Cavadas will now step up to the plate. The 8th batter that the Salem Red Sox have brought up to the batter's box in this frame. He walked back in the first. On the first pitch he sees, he will watch it catch the bottom outside corner for the strike one call. 92 miles per hour from Vargas. The repertoire of the bullpen pitcher of Delmarva is a fastball, slider, and changeup. The 0-1 pitch to Cavadas, and this is sent down the third baseline into the netting. And the count will go to 0-2. So Bonazzi's at first base. He was the last batter that went against Chase. He got a single into the left center gap. He has not been checked on ever since he's been at first base and really has shown no intent to steal. 0-2 pitch to Cavadas, and that goes outside for ball number 1. And the count will go to 1-2. The shade's starting to come into the ballpark a bit. The entire infield covered it by it. Almost out towards left field. Center and right still having to deal with the some light. So Bonazzi takes off on the 1-2 pitch. And Cavadas will pop it up just to our left of the press box. So the at-bat will stay alive for the cleanup hitter for Salem. And Vargas' last appearance, it was one of the longest outings we've seen from him this season. 2 1/3 innings of work, but it wasn't pretty. Gave up 7 hits, 6 earned runs, walked 3 batters. He did strike out 3, but he did give up a home run as well. 1-2 pitch to Cavadas, and he'll watch it go low, and Willems has to take a little bit to find the baseball, but eventually he does right in front of him. But the count goes 2-2 to Cavadas. 4-2, Salem leads Delmarva in the bottom of the second inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. been a splendid inning for Salem. Can it keep up here? 2-2 pitch to Gavadez, and it goes low for ball number three, and the count will run full. So another at-bat that we've seen Delmarva have today, where first pitch strike, second pitch strike, and they're looking good. But they just cannot find that third pitch to get them out of the inning, which has been a relief here for Salem. 3-2 pitch to Gavadez as it popped up down the third base side. It will get out of play, and the at-bat will stay at 3-2. So the eighth pitch of the at-bat between Nico Gavadez and Angel Vargas is coming up right here. Bonassi still at first base. And he takes off. 3-2 pitch upstairs, and Nico Gavadez is walked for the second time today. What an at-bat for Nico Gavadez. He was down 0-2 in the count, fouled off a couple of pitches, but used his patience to get the free pass to first, and Blaze Jordan will come up to the plate with runners on first and second with two away in this 4-2 Salem Red Sox lead. So the ninth batter for the Red Sox in the frame right here of Blaze Jordan. He is 0-1 today, but he takes a 1-0 lead in the count as he watches a fastball miss outside. A ground ball that went right back to the pitcher of Chusse, who was able to toss it over to Martinez for the third out of the first. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Jordan, and he'll watch that catch the zone for the strike one call. Missed with a 93-mile-per-hour fastball. Took a little notch off of it, went down to 92, but it's able to even the count of one ball and one strike. Talk about how great Jordan has done this series. Talk about how great he's done in the season. A 275 hitter now for Salem. 1-1 pitch driven down the right field line, but will go foul right over by the Shorebirds bullpen. And the runners will have to be brought back to first and second. Of course, two outs, any source of contact, you're taking off if you're Salem. But Jordan does now go down in the count. One ball and two strikes. Vargas with a deep breath as he takes a look at the runner of Paulino, or Bonazzi. 1-2 pitch, that's high and inside, and it misses the zone for ball number two. So Bonazzi's single has brought him all the way over to second, and now the Cavadas walk has him on first. Another deuces wild pitch coming up. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the second. The pitch on the way to Jordan. This is put down the right side of the infield. It gets through for a base hit. Out towards Kerstead. He will step in and make the throw. It's cut off by Martinez. And scoring from second is Bonazzi. It's Salem 5. It's Delmarva 2. An RBI single for Blaze Jordan continues the bottom of the second. Nico Gavadez stopped at second base. So Jordan was held to only go into first base, but it wasn't a deep hit from Blaze Jordan. It was good enough, though, to find the gap on the right side of the infield. Luis Valdez was shifted over more towards second base than the traditional second base defensive position. So we stay with two outs, and hey, it's Eduardo Lopez. He got this inning started off with a double way back when, and the first pitch he sees goes outside for ball number one. So not only does he have an extra base hit this inning, he also has his first run of the series. And he's probably not going to slow down here. 1-0 pitch. This is popped up towards the left side of the field. Moving back is the shortstop Romero, and he's able to make the grab for the third out of the inning. But not before the Red Sox have one of the biggest innings of the week. A 5-run bottom of the second. Juan Encarnacion had to love where he's seen by his offense. He's going to come out with a 3-run lead as it's Red Sox 5, Shorebirds 2. Third inning up next on MILB.TV. It's the third inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the Salem Red Sox have a 5-2 lead over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Start at the top of the third inning. With the top of the order, Luis Valdez steps up to the plate and watches the first pitch miss low for ball number one. So Juan Encarnacion, through two innings of work, have struck out two Shorebirds batters. He delivered 34 pitches, and 24 of them were in the zone. The 1-0 pitch will go down Broadway with that fastball of 89 to make the count even at 1-1. Valdez struck out swinging his first time up. That was the first out of the game. And here's the 1-1 pitch on the way to Valdez. This will be a two-hopper over to Bonazzi. He will glove it and make a throw to Jordan in time for the first out of the inning. So good routine play from the right side of the infield. And it moves Luis Valdez to 0-2 on the afternoon. So Heston Kerstad, who had a single back in the first inning, will make his second at-bat of the game. Single was also the first base hit for the Shorebirds. Eventually came around to score as well. He will take the first pitch as it finds the zone for the strike one call. Kerstad back in the field today. Was the DH last night for Delmarva. He's in right field for the second time this week. He will swing on the 0-1 pitch and foul down the third base side out of play to even it at one ball and one strike. So an 0-2 pitch coming up. Encarnacion steps in, and Kerstad once again reaches out and fouls it down the third base line to get out of play. And the count will hold at 0-2. Kerstad, we mention how special of a talent he is, ranked number 9 on the O's prospect by MLB.com as the 0-2 pitch misses low and outside for ball number 1. Lights turn on here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 1-5 this series for Kerstad. Just picked up his second hit back in the first. 1-2 pitch to Kerstad. He will watch it go down the middle for the strike 3 call. The 77-mile-per-hour off-speed by Encarnacion makes it 2-up, 2-down here in the top of the third. And speaking about batters being struck out, here is Noel Bert Romero, who went down swinging in the first inning, just like Luis Valdez did. And the first pitch he sees, he'll watch the off-speed dip in, make the count 0-1. So as a pitcher, you know, you have a rough start. You give up 2 runs in the top of the first inning, but the offense comes through and gives them 5 runs in the bottom of the second. Not a better feeling if you're a starting pitcher, as Encarnacion's off-speed catches the lower inside corner, and Romero showing his frustration, saying that pitch was way too low to make it a strike 2 call, but he goes down 0-2 in the at-bat. Here's the delivery. Romero will put it down the third baseline. Paulino snatches it, fires it to Jordan on the money for the third out of the inning. It's a 1-2-3 inning by Juan Encarnacion and the Salem Red Sox, and they lead 5-2 as they go to the bottom of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the bottom of the third inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox lead the Shorebirds 5-2 as they look to try to repeat an impressive offensive inning we saw in the bottom of the second where they had all five of their runs. 7-8-9 due up as Tyler Miller swings at the first pitch and fouls it up just to our left here at the ball game. And hey, I think a fan made a pretty good catch right to the left of us. Fans showing their support as he comes down with the grab. And the count goes 0-1 to Miller as Vargas fires an off-speed that goes way outside towards the backstop to even the at-bat at 1-1. Well, Vargas came in with one out in the bottom of the second, and he actually did a pretty good job of trying to get the job done. He got a strikeout to Marcelo Meyer, walked one batter, gave up a single, but he was able to get out of the inning without any added offense in that work. So maybe look at that and say, maybe not that bad from Angel Vargas, but they still trail 5-2. Foul ball by Miller down the first base side, makes the 1-2, and he bounces it over to Valdez. Two hopper to the backhand side. Valdez makes the throw in time to Martinez for the first out of the inning. So Tyler Miller drops 0-2 on the evening, and Alberto Mexicano, where his at-bat really changed the game back in the second, will come up to the plate. In that at-bat, he popped up to the right side of the infield, and Luis Valdez shifted over from second base towards the position, got underneath of it, and the ball hit off his glove and fell in fair territory. First pitch, Mexicano sees. He gets a single up the middle. And Mexicano with the second on-base appearance today. It's his first hit of the series. And we have a runner aboard with one out in the bottom of the third. So Salem leads Delmarva 5-2. The Red Sox have six hits on the night. Delmarva with three, so once again, another great offensive showing from both of these sides. Darryl Balin's looking for his first hit of the game. He was hit by a pitch back in the second, and on the first pitch he sees, he fouls it off his barrel into his right leg to make the count 0-1. Coming into today, it looked as if there might have been a chance for some thunderstorms to come through the area. Good news is the weather app is telling me that we should stay partly cloudy for the rest of the way today. Balin will swing and miss on the 0-1 pitch to make the count 0-2. Balin was hit on the left arm, so his non-throwing arm, and the hit by pitch. That was Chase when he was on the mound, and now time is called here from Angel Vargas. So the 0-2 count with Mexicano on first base. Martinez protecting the bag as he takes off on the 0-2. It's a swing and a miss for strike three. The tag down at second, not in time. Valdez was in front of second base and almost had to fall over to get Mexicano out on the stolen base attempt. He could not get it down in time, and Mexicano has a successful steal, but there are now two outs on the inning. So Vargas picks up his second punch out of the day. Two outs in the bottom of the third. 5-2 Salem leads. Top of the order now with Edison Paulino. Already five total bases today for Paulino, and we're just in the third inning to play. A single back in the first and that three-run home run in the second. First pitch Paulino sees goes outside for ball number one. So now 5 of 7 for the series. And I don't know if it's really a thing, a Carolina League Player of the Week watch list, but Paulino has to be on that list right now. The 1-0 pitch goes low and away for ball number two. And not only that, but this is his third game in a different position. He was at second base on Tuesday, DH yesterday, and now is on the left side of the infield at third base. The pitch goes outside to make the count 2-0. Here comes the 2-0 pitch to Paulino, and it catches the zone for strike number one. Vargas went the all-reliable four-seam fastball at 93 miles per hour to make it 2-1 on the count. Mexicano in scoring position after that stolen base, his first of the year, and Paulino rips it out towards right field. Kerstad backpedaling, makes the grab for the third out of the inning. I don't know if Kerstad knew it was the third out of the inning because he threw it back into the infield, but the Shorebirds get through the frame. No runs given up by the Shorebirds. One base runner stranded by the Salem Red Sox, but still, it's a three-run lead for the Salem Red Sox. 5-2 is our score as we head to the fourth here in Salem, Virginia. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Middle of the order for the middle innings here at Salem. It is 4-5, 6-2 up as we start the top of the fourth. Encarnacion's first pitch to Trenton Craig goes outside for ball number one. A 1-1 start to the night for Trenton Craig. He got a single back in the first inning. 275 hitter on the year for the Shorebirds. 1-0 pitch will be fouled back into the screen just over by the on-deck circle of the Shorebirds. Make the count even of one ball and one strike. Nobody away so far. Count is even. And Encarnacion fires a fastball that will miss inside to make it two balls and one strike. So our first scoreless inning of the game was the third inning. No runs by the Shorebirds. No runs by the Red Sox. So we sit at a 5-2 scoreline with Salem on top of Delmarva, and a swing and a miss by Craig makes the count even of two balls and two strikes. Three strikeouts tonight for Encarnacion as he's about to fire pitch number 50 of the night. He steps in and fires away, and it misses low for ball number three. So a full count coming up for Craig. Base paths clear. As Delmarva is seeking to get that offense going as they trail by three runs. Haven't had a deficit this big since Tuesday as Craig will lift the 3-2 pitch down the right field line. It will hook out a play and it will hold the count at three balls and two strikes. Looking at the live stat, Encarnacion's ERA total has dropped a bit, 4.53 now on the year. So trending in the right direction is Salem's number 17. 3-2 pitch from Encarnacion, and it's just off the plate to the outside for ball number four. And Craig will lead off the inning with the walk. His second on-base appearance today for the Shorebirds, and they'll bring up Isaac DeLeon, who provided the only offense that the Delmarva Shorebirds have been able to get across home plate today. And what I mean that is two RBI double. And that first inning drove home Kerstad and Craig, and it gave Delmarva that 2-0 lead for the time being. Runner takes off as DeLon swings and misses. Throw down the second, not in time. A great jump by Trenton Craig, and he slides in head first, and he beats. But he's efficient the times that they're needed, and that's what you can ask for. 1-1 pitch to DeLeon. He rips this down the left field side. It goes for a base hit. Craig will be halted at third. While stopping at first is going to be DeLeon. He has a second base hit of the game. And now with nobody out, there are runners on the corners for the Delmarva Shorebirds. So first two batters of the inning get aboard safely. Now Creed Willems will step into the batter's box. But first, we're going to have a visit from pitching coach Nick Green. First appearance out of the dugout today for the Salem Red Sox. Hey, it's the top of the fourth inning. Let's take a look around the Carolina League at some of the scores that are happening in the five different venues across the league tonight. Let's start off with the Down East Ducks and the Lynchburg Hillcats, one of the biggest series we're watching this week. 2-2 in the bottom of the seventh. Both teams scoring a run in the seventh inning as a fact. Down East took a 2-1 lead in the top half of the game, but Lynchburg erased that one-run deficit with a run of their own. And they have runners on first and second base with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Lynchburg trying to go back-to-back wins to take the series lead, while Down East is looking to stay in the hunt with a big-time win today. Those two teams are separated by three games as the first pitch to Willems is into the zone for strike number one. They're separated by the first baseline, and Willems right now is on his back as the training staff is out to talk with him, as well as Felipe Rojas Jr. So it is an error on Juan Encarnacion as he's unable to make the play at first base. And both runners score. And Willems is able to walk underneath his own power. But he's walking gingerly towards the Shorebirds dugout. So Delmarva is most likely going to bring in a pinch runner to try to replace Willems. And looking at their roster right now, looks as if they might have two available catchers to come into the game. And the man that's coming out of the dugout looks to be Gruyow. So Wilkin Gruyow will now be the pinch runner at first base for the Shorebirds. And he's going to have to get warmed up in a night that he most likely was thinking he had off. He's going to get a good amount of playing time as we're in the top of the fourth inning in this one-run contest. So Salem leads Delmarva 5-4 after that error committed by Encarnacion. Craig was able to score from third, while De Leon, who was at first base, was able to come all the way around the base paths and score to make it a 5-4 ball game. So Steven Acevedo will come to the plate, and nobody's been retired yet from the Shorebirds side. So it's been a great fourth inning for their offense. Obviously, Willems going down is not a great sign, and we're hoping that it's not too significant of an injury, as Acevedo fouls off the first pitch down the third baseline as it bounces into the netting to make the count 0-1. So a 5-4 contest here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and more funky ways fans enjoying the offense. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Encarnacion. Acevedo swings and he misses. It's dropped by Mayakano, but he assesses the tag on the batter. And that is the first out of the inning for the Salem Red Sox here in the top of the fourth. So Encarnacion picks up strikeout number four. And he also gets out number one of the inning. So Moises Ramirez, the designated hitter, will come to the plate and watch the first pitch go low for ball number one. Hit by a pitch his last time up. Not on down the first base, and then was a part of the inning with a long look in. He steps and fires away, and Ramirez will lift this up towards the left field side. Miller will take a few steps on in as he drifts to his left. He makes the grab for the second out of the inning. Meanwhile, holding at first base will be Gruyow. And we'll now see the number nine hitter of the order, Roberto Martinez, come to the plate. Other games to get you caught up on. There's actually one more tonight, and it currently is in a rain delay. The Fredericksburg Nationals lead the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 4-0 in the top of the fifth. It's currently in delay. The Nationals have two runners aboard as Martinez swings and misses on the first pitch to go down 0-1 in the count. With two outs, it's been a good showing from the Nationals. defensively as well, have only given up one base hit to the Pelicans. 0-1 pitch on the way to Martinez, and that goes low and inside. He watched it go the whole way as it misses to even up the count of one ball and one strike. So we'll see if that game is able to get resumed today at the TicketReturn.com field. And meanwhile, two games have been postponed tonight. The Kannapolis Cannonballers and Fayetteville Woodpeckers is postponed as the 1-1 pitch is just outside to make the count 2-1 here in Salem. They already have a makeup date, though. That is June 18th, so they'll play a doubleheader on Saturday. Those games will be played at Segra Stadium. And meanwhile, at Segra Park, they are not playing tonight as well as the Carolina Mudcats and Columbia Fireflies are in a rain postponement as well. 2-1 pitch was fouled down the first base line. Jordan was able to glove it, but it was already a dead ball called by Elliot Melton to make the count 2-2. So two games postponed tonight. So Carolina, you know, will have to play two eventually against Columbia as they will make up this game that they've gotten rained out today. Kannapolis and Fayetteville, both teams out of the playoff races there. 2-2 pitch, and that breaking ball misses outside. And it's now a full count here for Juan Encarnacion against Roberto Martinez. Big payoff pitch with two outs here in the top of the fourth. 5-4, Salem leads Delmarva. Check back over at first base, and it gets through out towards right field. Grujal will advance to second base, and he will stop as a miscommunication between Encarnacion and Blaze Jordan cost the Red Sox a base, I guess you could say. Encarnacion turned to make a throw to first base, and it was one of those throws that he started the process and realized that nothing was there, so he tried to stop himself, but the momentum carried him. And the throw got past Jordan out towards right field. 3-2 pitch. Martinez will rip this out towards right field. It will fall for a base hit. It could not be felled well by Balin as it gets past him, and he will go towards the wall. Grujal will score. Going the third, sliding feet first is Martinez. He's got a two-out triple, and we are all tied up here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the Shorebirds 5. It's the Red Sox 5 in the top of the fourth. Martinez had a solid rip down the right side of the field, and Balin came in hot to try to scoop it up. Grujal is not the fastest runner for the Shorebirds, but Balin was unable to play it well. It got past his glove, and Grujal was able to score all the way from second base as Luis Valdez will foul off the first pitch just to the left of us here in the press box to go down 0-1 in the count. So the Delmarva Shorebirds, what an inning they've had. Three runs here in the top of the fourth. They've erased their deficit. And we have a brand new ball game here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 0-1 pitch on the way to Valdez. He'll reach out and put this down the right field line. It will go foul. And Valdez goes 0-2 in the hole. The leadoff batter for Delmarva is also 0-2 today. Struck out swinging in the first. And then grounded out towards Brayer Bonazzi in the third. Crazy how a series of events could change the magnitude. The missed throw by Encarnacion, the fielding error by Balin. The 0-2 pitch goes low and outside to make the count 1-2. And you wonder if Balin gets a good field off of the Martinez hit. Grujal stops at third, but that's in another multiverse. 1-2 pitch, Encarnacion fires away, and that's foul down the first baseline as it chops foul. And Valdez's at-bat will hold at 1-2. 11 hits through 3.5 innings of play tonight. 5-5 is our score. Red Sox with 6 base hits, Delmarva with 5, and they're able to get base hit number 6 here. Most likely will be run number 6. 1-2 pitch, and it got him looking on the bottom outside corner. Valdez goes down looking, and that will end the inning, but not before the Delmarva Shorebirds erase their 3-run deficit with a 3-run inning of their own. It's 5-5. The bottom of the fourth is up next here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. 5-5 is our score. And Brayan Bonazzi leading off this bottom of the fourth inning as he watches the first pitch miss outside for ball number one. So, what a game we have here in our hands. A series of errors by the Salem Red Sox in that fourth inning allowed Delmarva to really get back into this contest as Bonazzi watches the 1-0 pitch miss outside again for ball number two. Three errors by the Red Sox in that frame. And Salem, at the time being, has a tied game, but they really probably feel like they've let this one slip away from them for the time being. The 2-0 pitch misses low and away for Bonazzi. So a 3-0 pitch coming up to the number two batter in the Red Sox order. And the 3-0 pitch right down the middle at 89 miles per hour to make the count 3-1. So 5-5 is our score. The Red Sox are going to try to get their first base runner of the inning. And Bonazzi is able to do so as ball number four misses low and away. And Bonazzi is aboard as Marcelo Meyer will come to the plate. So we saw Creed Willems go down with that injury as he was running towards first base in the top half of this inning. He has not come back behind the dish as it is Wilken Grujau who is now catching the pitches from Angel Vargas. So Bonazzi gets aboard, and Marcelo Meyer is now at the plate. The first pitch misses low and away, and Meyer will watch it as it goes 1-0 in the count. An 0-2 day for Marcelo Meyer. He popped up to the left field in the first inning, and then he struck out swinging in the second. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Meyer. He will hold as the fastball connects in the zone for the strike one. So 1-1. Bonazzi at first base after a leadoff walk. It's his second straight on-base appearance for Bonazzi. 1-1. Pitches away. Meyer watches go low. It hops in front of Grujau. Steps into the throw down to second. And he beats out the tag by the shortstop of Romero. Bonazzi slides in safe. He moves in the scoring position. And the count goes to 2-1 for Marcelo Meyer. It may have taken a favorable hop for the Shorebirds catcher as it rolled a bit down the first baseline. He had a bare hand pickup, fired it into the shortstop, and he put the tag down. Another bang-bang play, but Bonazzi got in there first. Patterson with another great location as Bonazzi takes off. Pitch low in the 2-1. The tag down at third base, not in time, and Isaac DeLeon is visibly frustrated, almost shocked to stay the lease. Bonazzi is in safe. The count goes to 3-1 for Marcelo Meyer. And Felipe Rojas Jr. is now going to lend a word with Chaz Patterson. Well, the Shorebirds infield thought they got Bonazzi out at second. And then here at third base, they thought they got Bonazzi again. And Felipe Rojas Jr., who has a first-class seat on the first base dugout, comes out and talks a bit with Chaz Patterson. Just a little brief conversation to the right side of the mound. But you can just see the emotion. So from Noel Berth Romero and that time Isaac DeLeon. They both thought that they got the runner Bonazzi, but the count goes to 3-1. And now a runner on third with nobody out. The infield pitches in on the grass. 3-1 pitch is a grounder right over to the second baseman of Valdez. Bonazzi holds. They get the throw at first in time for the first out of the inning, and Bonazzi stays at third. So smart play by Valdez. Didn't think too much of it. Took a look at Bonazzi, realized that he wasn't going to take off towards home, and then made the smart play, which was to force out at first base. So one away in the inning, but Salem still has an opportunity of regaining the lead. Infield remains pinched into the infield grass. First pitch to Cavadas goes outside for ball number one. So bottom of the fourth inning here at Salem, a 5-5 ball game between the Red Sox and the Shorebirds. Let's go, Nico Chance starting in the stands. As a 1-0 pitch misses high and away for ball number two. The designated hitter for Salem has been aboard both times today. He was walked in the first as well as the second. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Gavadez rips this out towards center field. He'll watch this one go, and it's gone. Nico Gavadez, a two-run home run. His ninth blast of the season. And it gives the Salem Red Sox the 7-5 lead in the bottom of the fourth. The second go-ahead home run of the night for Salem. And just when you were thinking, do the Shorebirds have it in them to maybe take their first lead of the night? The defense was playing a little bit great at that time being, but he's a designated hitter for a reason. And that is why he's in cleanup as well tonight, as his two-run home run makes it a 7-5 lead for the Red Sox. And Angel Vargas's night has come to an end. Felipe Rojas Jr. comes out to the mound, gets the ball in hand, and we'll have our second pitcher out of the Delmarva bullpen when we come back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Base paths clear, one out in the bottom of the fourth. It's the Red Sox 7, the Shorebirds 5, here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the bottom of the fourth inning, and the Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds by the score of 7-5. Blaze Jordan at the plate as he watches the first pitch miss low for ball number one. Thomas Girard coming in the pitch out of the bullpen for Delmarva, his second appearance against the Red Sox in the series. So the 1-0 pitch is fired away. Jordan will bloop this out towards center field. Coming in hot is going to be the center fielder of Acevedo, and he makes the catch in stride for the inning second out. So Nico Gavadez has just given the Salem Red Sox the lead once again with a two-run home run to score Brayer Bonazzi and himself, obviously, to make this a 7-5 game. And now we're going to see Eduardo Lopez come to the plate with the base paths clear and two outs on the board. Well, Girard in his one, or should I say his appearance earlier this week, he didn't get through one inning of pitching as he delivers a breaking ball that catches the outside edge of the zone for strike number one. He went two-thirds of an inning, gave up one hit, three earned runs, four walks, struck out one batter, and so Girard's looking to try to do a much better job here on this Thursday evening. The 0-1 pitch missed on the outside. Tried to go to that same spot that he did to get the strike call, but he didn't get it. And the count's now at 1-1. Here's the pitch from Girard. It's low and inside, and it makes the count 2-1. So 7 hits now for the Red Sox. 7 runs for the Red Sox. And here it's this fun fact. 5 hits for Delmarva. 5 runs for Delmarva. Pretty funny when you look at it like that. 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed for the strike 2. Lopez, 1-2 of the night. Both of his at-bats came in the second. He led off with a double, but he also closed out the inning with a pop-up out towards the shortstop of Romero. 2-2 pitch. Girard steps in, fires away. Lopez will take a hack on it, and it's fouled back towards the on-deck circle of Delmarva and will stay at 2-2. Deuces Wild with two outs in the inning as well. Some big clouds in the backdrop here of the stadium, but we look to be heading in the direction of staying dry on the night, especially with that American flag that's not even moving out in dead center. 2-2 pitch to Lopez. He will watch it go low and inside as the count will go to 3-2. So Gerard on the season has a 5.63 ERA. His repertoire is a four-seam fastball, a slider, a curveball, and a changeup. We'll see what he does here on the 3-2. He steps into it, and he fires it low of the zone. He went off speed, and it missed for the ball number four. So the inning stays alive as Eduardo Lopez off a free pass to first base, and now Tyler Miller will come up to the plate. Well, Miller is really in need to try to break the slump that he is in at the time being. 0-10 on the series for the number 7 hitter in the Salem Red Sox order. He struck out in the second and then grounded out towards Valdez in the third. So here comes the pitch. It's low and outside for ball number one, taken all the way there from Miller. So with the 1-0 count, you have Eduardo Lopez on first base. Second on-base appearance today for Lopez. 1-0 pitch, Miller a big swing, and he fans on it for the count to go to 1-1. 7-5 Salem Red Sox lead in the bottom of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Some big innings today from all these sides as Miller swings on a 1-1 pitch that was well low for the count to go to 1-2. Miller's only on-base appearance came with a walk earlier on the week. Has started in all three games for Salem against Delmarva. So a 1-2 pitch is in the works here for Thomas Gerard. He steps in and Miller swings and misses, and he goes down swinging for the second time today. And that will put an end to the fourth inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. But Nico Gavades gives the Salem Red Sox a 7-5 lead with a 2-run home run. And Juan Encarnacion's night has come to an end. We'll have a new pitcher for the Red Sox when we come back with the top of the fifth inning. You're listening to Carolina League Baseball on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the fifth inning, the Red Sox lead the Shorebirds by the score of 7-5. Joey Stock is the new pitcher into the game for the Salem Red Sox. He will replace Juan Encarnacion. Encarnacion had a pretty good showing today. 4 innings of work, allowing 5 hits, 5 runs, 2 of them earned. He walked 1 batter and struck out 5. So we'll see how Joey Stock is able to do as he comes into the game here for Salem. And Joey Stock has been a pretty reliable pitcher this season for the Salem Red Sox. He has a 1-1 record with an ERA of a 2.57. He will start against Heston Kerstad, and Stock's night begins with a strike on the bottom inside corner. Stock is making his 18th appearance of the season for Salem. He has pitched 35 innings as Kerstad will foul the 0-1 pitch down the left field line and out of play, which makes the count 0-2. And in those 35 innings of work for Stock, he has allowed 25 hits and 10 earned runs. Walking 13 batters and striking out 43. 0-2 pitch and making number 44 as Kerstad goes down swinging. And that starts off the top of the fifth as Heston Kerstad is struck out for the second time in a row. 2-3-4 here for Delmarva in the fifth. So we'll also see Noel Burt Romero and Trenton Craig on the inning as well. Romero is 0-2 tonight. He struck out swinging in the first, and he grounded out in the third. First pitch on the way, and he's showing bunt down the third base side, but it will go foul, and the count will go to 0-1. An impressive showing for Joey Stock this season is how his opponent's batting average is under a .200. It is right now at a .197. So not bad for Joey Stock. As he already had the first out of the inning, made the number 2 overall selection in the 2020 MLB draft, back to the dugout with the strikeout. So here's the 0-1 pitch, and this is fouled back straight into the screen by the batter of Romero. So an 0-2 count here for Romero. Awaiting on deck is Trenton Craig. Base paths are clear in the top of the fifth inning. It's Salem 7. It's Delmarva 5. And here's the 0-2 pitch from Stock. He steps in. The pitch goes upstairs for the first ball thrown today by Joey Stock. Ironically enough, this was our score in last night's game, although Delmarva was the team that had 7, grabbed their first win of the week, a 7-5 result. Salem winning the first game of the series 12-3 as Romero will reach out and foul off the 1-2 pitch straight back. And I'll make the count stay at 1-2. Salem Red Sox trying to get back to 500. A 29-30 record. They were at 500 last night, but they took the loss, so they have to get back with the win tonight. 1-2 pitch by Stock, and Romero will swing and miss. Drop by Mayakano, but he assesses the tag. It's the second time tonight that Romero has gone down swinging, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Joey Stock. So not bad out of the bullpen for Joey Stock. And, I mean, if you take a look at our ballpark right here, you have a crazy image. Cumulonimbus clouds out in the distance. It is raining pretty much all around us here, but we are staying dry, which is just exactly what you want from the baseball gods. As the first pitch by Stock goes down the middle for strike number 1. Good night for Trenton Craig. He has 2 on-base appearances. He singled in the first, and he walked in the fourth. So 1-1 today, a .275 hitter on the season. 0-1 pitch to Craig, and the breaking ball just missed off the plate, and the count goes to 1-1. So if you do some quick math, it appears that Joey Stock usually works around 2 innings of work, but he coming in the fifth inning, we'll see how long Stock's leash is today. 1-1 pitch misses low and outside, and the count will go to 2-1. Craig has also come around to score back in that fourth inning, and he will take a 2-1 pitch that misses inside. Hitter's pitch coming up for Craig. Isaac De Leon is in the on-deck circle. Might get to see him here in the top of the fifth inning. Or Delmarva down by 2 runs. 3-1 pitch, and Craig will take it and have his second consecutive walk as he'll jog on down to first. So the inning extends for Delmarva, and De Leon, who has had a perfect start to the day, a double in the first and a single in the fourth, will try to keep the inning going here for Delmarva. Nice warm night here at the ballpark, 81 degrees Fahrenheit. The feel-like temperature is around 85, and Stock's first pitch to De Leon, it goes upstairs for ball number 1. So having one of his better nights of the season, here is De Leon. As mentioned earlier in his second at-bat, he's still batting below 200. And the 1-0 pitch misses away, make the count 2-0. De Leon was 0-2 on Tuesday. He did record an RBI and a run, as he will watch a 2-0 pitch catch the zone for strike number 1. Spent 2021 with the FCO Orioles. Bat pretty well down there. 276 hitter. And the 2-1 pitch catches the outside bottom corner with that off-speed delivery. And the count's now even of 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 away as well. So deuce is wild here for Joey Stock, trying to get a scoreless frame. He steps in. Runner takes off. A swing and a miss by De Leon. It's actually foul tipped into the glove of Mayakano. But Joey Stock strikes out the side, and it stays Salem 7, Delmarva 5. We head to the bottom of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the fifth inning, it is the Red Sox 7. It is the Shorebirds 5. 8-9-1 due up for the Red Sox as Mayakano on the first pitch he sees has a soft grounder to the left side. It's scooped up by Romero, and he makes a throw to Martinez in first and time for the first out of the inning. So Mayakano drops to 1-3 of the day. That's the first time that Mayakano has not reached on base safely. And we'll now see Daryl Bahlen come to bat. Hit by pitch in the second. He struck out swinging in the third. So we'll 0 of 1 day for the number 9 hitter in the Salem Red Sox. And he'll take the first pitch low for ball number 1. So Thomas Girard has stepped away from the game. It is now going to be Dan Hammer who is coming in the pitch for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Girard came in and got 2/3 inning of work. Didn't do a bad job. As Hammer fires the 1-0 pitch upstairs, make the count 2-0. Looking at the night for Thomas Girard. Pitching-wise, not too bad, as we mentioned. So he went 2/3 of an inning. Bahlen pops up the 2-0 pitch on the right field line. Moving over to his left is going to be Heston Kerstad, who makes the grab for out number 2. 2 up and 2 down here for Dan Hammer. We look at Girard's last stat line. Pretty perfect as he can get. 2/3 of an inning of work. He did walk Eduardo Lopez, but no runs against his name and his 2/3 inning of work. So that was a much better 2/3 from Girard than we saw on Tuesday. And now it looks as if Dan Hammer is coming to the game to try to keep this a 7-5 ball game. 2 away, top of the order, and Paulino takes the first pitch on the outside for ball number 1. A 2-3 night for Paulino. 5 total bases, a single in the first, and a 3-run home run in the second, a part of that big 5-run bottom of the second for the Red Sox. The 1-0 pitch to Paulino, and that's down the middle for strike number 1. Well, Dan Hammer has looked pretty great at times for this Delmarva side. He has a 2-3 record with a 5.77 ERA of 39 innings of work, but he does go the distance a lot out of the bullpen as Paulino drives the 1-1 pitch deep out towards right center field, and it will be off the wall. Paulino at second, the throw from Acevedo, and there will be no throw at third. Paulino slides in for a triple. That's his third base hit of the day, and it keeps the fifth inning going here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Well, that one was driven deep out towards right center field, and my initial thought was, did he do it again? Did he hit a second home run of the night? But it looks it hit off the American National sign out in the right center field. And as it banged off, Paulino was well on his way to third base and sliding feet first and everything as Bringer Bonazzi will now step up to the plate. First pitch he sees, he takes it for strike number one. But Paulino and the Red Sox, two-run lead, definitely not safe for the time being. Definitely can use some more offense as the 0-1 pitch to Bonazzi is fouled down the left field line. It gets out of play, and the count goes to 0-2. What was mentioned about Dan Hammer, when he came against Salem, he allowed 4 runs in the 4 innings of work, allowing 2 home runs. But he does have some great length out of the bullpen. This will be a bounce to the left side. Backhand play made by Romano. Throw over to Martinez in time for the third out. So Paulino grabs the triple, but he is unable to score for the Red Sox. And we stay at a 7-5 ball game. Joey Stock coming out for another inning of work as we move to the 6th here in Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the Red Sox 7. It's the Shorebirds 5. You're listening to Carolina League Baseball on MILB.TV. It's the 6th inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and we have 6-7-8 due up for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Wilken Gruyau will get his first plate appearance of the day as he has come in to replace Creed Willems, the catcher who went down with that injury in the top of the 4th inning. The first pitch by Stock on the inning catches the upstairs outside corner with a strike one call. Gruyau still looking for his first hit as a Delmarva Shorebird here in 2022, and he pops up the 0-1 pitch on the right field line. Balin trying to track it down, diving attempt, can't make the grab. It falls in fair territory. Gruyau at second, takes a big turn. Here comes the throw by Bonazzi to third, and the tag will be in time. The perfect relay of Darryl Balin to Brayer Bonazzi all the way to Edison Paulino to get the first out of the inning. Gruyau was trying to make a double, a triple, and the first out of the inning comes on a wild defensive play by the Salem Red Sox defense. What a play from the Red Sox right fielder to the Red Sox second baseman, which then became a solid throw from Bonazzi over to Paulino when the throw by Bonazzi was made into Paulino. All that was a matter of fact if Paulino was going to get his left hand down fast enough to tag out Gruyel. Acevedo watched the first pitch go upstairs for ball number one and then pops it up towards the right side as Medicano rips off the face mask and makes the grab for out number two. So two up and two down. So Gruyel does get his first hit of the year. So it is a double. So that will go against Joey Stock, but it won't feel that bad as it's the base paths are clear with two away. So now Moises Ramirez to the plate, the designated hitter, and the first pitch will break just below the zone for the strike one call. And I think what the fascinating part of this weather has been, as lightning has started to come around the ballpark here, as the 0-1 pitch goes low for ball number one, lightning was actually flashing when Bonazzi was stepping in for the throw. So for visual effects, it looked really cool from my vantage point as the 1-1 pitch has popped up down the first baseline and out of play. We're still playing baseball, though. Like we said, we're not expected to get any rain coming through the area. As of the last time I checked my phone, it's about 10 to 15 minutes ago, the lightning has entered the area. 1-2 pitch to Ramirez. A swing and a miss by Joey Stock. It's a 1-2-3 inning. And Stock has his fourth punch out of the night. Great work from Joey Stock. He's gone through two scoreless innings out of the bullpen. We head to the bottom of the sixth. The Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 7-5. It's time for the heart of the order here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in this bottom of the sixth inning. The Red Sox lead the Shorebirds by the score of 7-5, 3-4-5, due up for Salem. Marcelo Meyer, 0-3 tonight, will step up to the plate. Ryan Hammer out for another inning of work. He fires a first pitch strike as it catches the outside edge of the zone to make the count 0-1. So Meyer now batting at an even 300 for Salem. And tonight, he has popped up, struck out, and grounded out. And on the 0-1 pitch, he will foul it down the left field line, and he'll get out of play to bring the count to 0-2. Meyer making his third straight start this series for the Red Sox, all at shortstop and all at the three spot in the order. The Red Sox holding on to a two-run lead for the time being. They almost were able to get an insurance run in the bottom of the fifth as Edison Paulino got to third base but were unable to score. The 0-2 pitch goes upstairs for Marcelo Meyer, and it makes the count go to 1-2. Well, taking a look at some scores around the league, the only two games that are still in action right now are the Down East Lynchburg game and the Charleston Augusta game. 1-2 pitch to Meyer, and it swung on and missed for strike number three, and Marcelo Meyer goes down swinging for the second time today. He drops to 0-4 on the contest. So the Down East Ducks lead the Lynchburg Killcats right now 5-2, which if you're a Salem Red Sox fan, that's what you want to hear. Partially cheering for the Ducks this week because the Red Sox have to catch up to the Hillcats. We'll see if that's able to hold, though, as the Hillcats will have one last chance for offense in the bottom half of the ninth. Nico Gavada's at the plate. Has 1-1 today with that home run in the fourth. That has brought us to that 7-5 score, which is still at place. He watches the first pitch go low for ball number one, and he watches another one miss low and inside for ball number two. Outside that home run, Nico Gavadas has two free passes today. He walked in the first inning as well as the second. So it's a 2-0 count to Gavadas. Hammer steps in and fires, and Gavadas pops it up just over to the left of us here at the press box and will get out of play. So the count goes to 2-1, 1 away, Salem 7, Delmarva 5. And Hammer, the right-handed pitcher, looking to try to continue a solid start out of the pen. He fires a 2-1 pitch that goes upstairs for ball number three. Hammer has only given up one base hit. It was that Edison Paulino triple into the right center gap. Almost exited the ballpark, which would have been Paulino's second home run of the day and would have been the Red Sox third. 3-1 pitch on the way to Gavadas, and it catches that bottom outside corner. And instead of Gavadas, you know, starts signaling towards the walk on a pitch on the bottom outside corner, he knew that he sat on a possible strike. So the count is full. It's 3-2. Hammer steps in, and Gavadas will swing and foul tip it into the glove of Grujau for the strikeout. So back-to-back punch-outs to start off the sixth inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and we'll now see Blaze Jordan come to the plate. The other Carolina League game that's currently in action is in the top of the eighth, and it looks as if Augusta might be on their way for their third straight win over the River Dogs, as they lead 5-1 in the top of the eighth. First pitch to Jordan, and that's a fastball at 95 miles per hour that catches that bottom outside corner to make it 0-1. So lightning just flickering around the area right now. Could be some heat lightning, as we don't think that any rain's coming through the area. 0-1 pitch to Jordan. That goes upstairs and inside. An appeal was asked by Grujau towards Chaz Patterson down the first base line. He said that Jordan did not go through on the check swing, so the count will stay even, have 1-1. So even count pitch is on the way to Jordan. This will be fouled down the third base line as it rolls back by the Red Sox dugout. Count sits at 1-2. So Hammer trying to complete a 1-2-3 inning. He's gotten his first pair of strikeouts today. And he's on route to possibly his third. 1-2 pitch. Jordan right side. Two hopper to Valdez. It's a tough play for him to make, but he's able to pick up the ball and make the throw to first in time for the third out of the inning. So a 1-2-3 inning by Ryan Hammer and the Delmarva Shorebirds. But the Salem Red Sox still lead this matchup 7-5. We go into the seventh. We will have a new pitcher coming out of the bullpen for the Salem Red Sox. We'll get you that name and information when we come back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark right after this break. It's the seventh inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox lead the Shorebirds by the score of 7-5. Osvaldo De La Rosa has come into the game to pitch for the Salem Red Sox. So Joey Stock's night has come to an end. Pretty great two innings of work for Joey Stock as he went two whole innings, allowing only one hit, walking one batter, and striking out four. Nine total strikeouts on the night for the Red Sox. Pretty impressive from Juan Encarnacion and Joey Stock. So Osvaldo De La Rosa will start against 9-1-2 here in the seventh inning, as coming to the plate is Roberto Martinez. The first pitch is low as it misses for ball number one. Martinez tonight is 1-2. He grounded out to a double play in the second, but he got a triple back in the fourth. And now on the 1-0 pitch, it catches the zone for the strike one call, and De La Rosa has his first strike of the night. 4-1 record this season for Salem is Osvaldo De La Rosa, as he makes his 17th appearance for the Red Sox. He has an ERA of about a 6.20, as the 1-1 pitch is sent into the netting down the third base line for the count become 1-2. So a 1-2 count, and De La Rosa steps in and fires away and misses on the bottom outside corner as the count will go even of 2-2. 24 2/3 innings of work for De La Rosa in the past, allowing 28 hits, 17 earned runs. He walked 10 batters and struck out 21. As opponents' bat average of 295, and this hit to the right side will get through for a base hit. Bonazzi trying to make a diving attempt to block the ground ball from getting to the outfield, but he was unsuccessful in doing so. And so a leadoff single by Martinez as a runner aboard, and the top of the order is coming up for the Shorebirds. Second base hit of the night for Martinez. And as we head to the seventh inning, it's obviously become crunch time here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. So the tying run and Luis Valdez will come to the plate, and we'll see how De La Rosa is able to do against this top of the order. Paulino has scooted on in a bit to the infield grass as Valdez has come up, and the first pitch will go upstairs of the zone for ball number one. So with the runner on first, you have to think Valdez with that speed, if he's able to lay a good bunt down the third baseline, maybe he can get successfully aboard as well. 1-0 pitch, Valdez will watch it miss just low for ball number two. So we mentioned that De La Rosa's win total is really impressive. Four wins on the season. There's only one pitcher that has more than that, and it was our starting pitcher tonight in Juan Encarnacion, who has five. A 2-0 count. De La Rosa steps in. This is a chopper towards the middle of the infield. It takes an odd hop off the grass, and Bonazzi is unable to field it as it gets through, and the runners will be safe at first and second. It looked as if it could have been a double play opportunity, but instead, it takes an odd hop off the grass, and it never bounced fully backed up for Bonazzi, so he can never make a great play at second. And for the second time this inning, a ground ball going the way of Bonazzi is unable to be dealt with. It will count as an infield single for Valdez, so he grabs his first hit of the night. He's now 1-4, and now at the plate is Heston Kerstad as he drills the first pitch down the left field line. It goes foul over by the Red Sox bullpen. The count goes 0-1 to Kerstad. So we've seen some good innings tonight from the Delmarva Shorebirds, and it might be a pattern, folks. Two runs in the first inning, three runs in the fourth. What can happen here in the seventh? You have an inning of offense, two innings of zeros. Maybe the seventh inning could be a big one for the Shorebirds as Kerstad swings and misses on the 84-mile-per-hour breaker by De La Rosa, and the count becomes 0-2. Both teams now with eight base hits, but Salem leading the category that matters the most as they're up 7-5 over Delmarva. De La Rosa steps in on the 0-2 and Kerstad, a chopper that goes foul right by the Shorebirds' dugout on the first baseline and will stay at 0-2. Top of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's been a fun back-and-forth battle. Delmarva with an early lead, but Salem with the biggest inning of the night with five runs in the bottom of the second to take the lead. Delmarva came back, and Salem retook the lead as Kerstead is put to a knee on the swing on the 0-2 pitch, and he goes down for the third straight time tonight. It's the first strikeout for De La Rosa on the night, and it's also the first out of the inning. Well, that is a big one for De La Rosa. Not only it's against the batter of Heston Kerstead, who is one of the highest-rated prospects on the Shorebirds lineup, but it definitely gets the momentum going in the inning. So now it will be Romero. The first pitch is going to be a grounder that goes foul down the third baseline, and Paulina will pass that off into the dugout. So count goes 0-1 for Romero, who is 0-3 tonight. He's due for some contact, a .234 hitter for the Shorebirds, has struck out twice, and he's grounded out as well. 0-1 pitcher Romero, he will sky this down the right field line. Could be playable for Jordan, but it runs out of real estate as it heads over by the open area down the right field line where the fans are standing around, that patio area, as the count goes to 0-2. A little bit of a breeze going out towards right field, so maybe a little bit of carry off of that ball from Romero. But instead, De La Rosa, two foul balls, but he's got a nice count lead of 0-2. He steps in and fires away. Romero will lift this down the left field line. Miller moving back to the warning track. He will come in and make the grab. Neither runner will tag, and it's now two outs in the inning. De La Rosa picks up a big out as Miller's catch and throw in the third was nearly perfect for the Salem number 4 team. So Romero drops to 0-4 on the night, and it brings up the cleanup hitter in Trenton Craig, one of the most difficult Shorebirds batter to retire tonight. He has been on base on all three of his plate appearances, started with a single, and he walked in the fourth and in the fifth. First pitch to Craig goes low, but a nice block by May Cano keeps it in front of him, and the count goes to 1-0. So the inning started off with a Martinez single to the right side that just got past Jordan and Bonassi. And then it was followed up by an infield single by Luis Valdez, an odd hopper that Bonassi waited on. It took an odd hop between the grass and the dirt, and he was never able to make a great play at either base. But instead, De La Rosa has gone back-to-back with retiring the batters. So now the 1-0 pitch misses low and away to make the count 2-0. So Craig using that patience, and he's got incredible patience at the plate. I mean, he's already walked two times tonight. And using it here to make the count 2-0 as De La Rosa will step off the rubber and take a look at second. But Bonassi was nowhere near to covering it. So he just held on to the baseball and will work back to the top of the mound. Two balls and zero strikes. De La Rosa steps in and Craig will watch it miss on the inside for ball number 3. So 3 balls, 0 strikes, 2 away here in the top of the 7th. Salem leads 7-5 over Delmarva. The Red Sox looking to try to get their second win of the week. So are the Shorebirds. 3-0 pitch by De La Rosa, and Craig gets the green light, and he fouls it down the first baseline into general admission seating. And so a hitter's pitch will come up for Craig. Not often you get to see the players have the go-ahead sign on a 3-0 pitch, but Craig may have saw a pitch that he liked. And he attacked it, but it does go foul. So 3-1 on the way to Craig, and this will go outside for ball number 4. And with that walk, it loads up the bases, and now Isaac De Leon will come to the plate with 2 outs in the top of the 7th. But first, Nick Green is going to come out and talk with his pitcher in De La Rosa. So Martinez is at third base. Valdez is at second, and now with that walk by Craig, it's the third time in a row that Craig has gotten the free pass. And with that, we have the bases loaded, and De Leon, who is 2 of 3 tonight for the Shorebirds, will probably have the biggest at-bat of the game. 2 away in the inning, Nick Green going to talk with his pitcher and De La Rosa. May Cano was a part of the meeting as well. and which included second baseman and Brainer Bonassi. So runners on first, second, and third. Here's the battle between De La Rosa and De Leon. First pitch misses low and away for ball number one. So 7-5 ball game. So if De La Rosa, say, walked De Leon here, it would not give it a tied game. The Salem Red Sox would still be up ahead. The gap would inch a little bit closer. 1-0 pitch, and De Leon, a big swing on the fastball from De La Rosa, and he missed it all to make the count. One ball and one strike. So now with an even count, the infield playing their normal positions on the infield. De Leon will pop up the 1-1 pitch. It will get out of play down the first base side and head into the seats. But De La Rosa will take it as the count goes to 1-2. A big pitch coming up for De La Rosa. Stands on the rubber, takes a look in, steps and fires, and it's outside. And Meccano almost making a diving attempt from behind the plate to get in front of that baseball. He was able to glove it, fortunately, before it rolled towards the backstop. And the count goes to 2-2. So a deuces wild pitch here from Osvaldo De La Rosa. Isaac De Leon at the plate. Bases are loaded for the Shorebirds here in the top of the seventh in a two-run ball game. De La Rosa with a sigh and a pitch, and it's low and outside for ball number three. And the Shorebirds players in the first base dugout are starting to add the energy in. De Leon has been patient on those last two pitches. Has not bought the sliders and the changeups. Now the 3-2. De La Rosa steps in, and this is skied out towards center field. Lopez moving back and makes the grab for the third out of the inning. The Salem Red Sox fans roar in applause as the Shorebirds strand all three base runners in the top of the seventh. And the Salem Red Sox hold on to their 7-5 lead over Delmarva. Well, it's been a nice long game, folks, and tons of action, but we're into the seventh inning stretch, so make sure to get ready for what should be an amazing finish here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the Red Sox 7, it's the Shorebirds 5 on MILB.TV. It's the bottom of the seventh at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds by the score of 7-5. It is 6-7-8 due up for the Red Sox here in this bottom half inning, as it's Eduardo Lopez that will get things started for Salem. Ryan Hammer out for another inning of work for Delmarva, as the first pitch will go upstairs for ball number one. A 1-2-3 inning back in the sixth for Dan Hammer. And here's the 1-0 pitch by Hammer, and it goes low and outside for ball number two. So it looked as if Delmarva had a great chance, maybe even golden opportunity, to try to cut into this two-run deficit, but the man at the plate right now made a big-time grab for the third out of the inning as Lopez got it in his glove to withstand any Delmarva presence. The 2-0 pitch goes high and inside for ball number three. So Hammer is struggling to find the zone right now as he begins this seventh. So we'll see Lopez, Miller, and Mexicano at the plate. 3-0 pitch to Lopez, and it's into the zone. Upper inside corner of the strike zone, and Miller thought it was ball number four as he started walking towards the plate. But it was strike number one for Lopez. So a hitter's pitch towards number 15. That's high and inside. That's ball number four. And Lopez will start off the inning with a leadoff walk. Back-to-back walks for number 15 of Salem. His night stays at 1-2. And now Tyler Miller will come to the plate. Well, let's take this time to look around the Boston Red Sox organization at some of the scores that are happening across these teams, all across these leagues, I should say. As the first pitch goes over the glove of Grujal, and Lopez will move to second, takes a big turn at the bag, will hold at the base. And so the Red Sox have a runner in scoring position as the count goes 1-0 to Miller. Well, starting with the AAA division, Toledo used a big second inning, a five-run second. Believe it or not, that's what Salem had today as well, as they took down the Worcester Red Sox by the final score of 10-4. Worcester drops a game below 500, and Miller rips the 1-0 pitch down the left field line as it soars foul, bringing the count to 1-1. Worcester did have a little bit of a consolation offense, though. They were down by 10-1. They added three unanswered runs towards the end of the game, but it was not enough to take down Toledo. Meanwhile, at Double-A, Reading took down Portland 7-2. As the Sea Dogs scored two runs in the top of the third, it was seven unanswered by Redding to walk away with a 7-2 win. The 1-1 pitch to Miller misses low and inside, and it brings the count to 2-1 to Miller. Nobody away in the bottom of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 7-5 Red Sox lead over the Shorebirds. Here's the 2-1 pitch, well inside. Grujal can't make the grab as it heads towards the backstop. Lopez goes from second to third. He stops at the bag. Grujal able to retrieve the baseball. And now it's a hitter's pitch of three balls and one strike. So with the runner on third base and nobody out, you know the routine. The middle infielders and even the corner infielders, I should say, scoot on into the infield grass. Three balls, one strike, and that's high and inside. And Tyler Miller has his first on-base appearance today. And his fourth plate appearance, he gets the walk. And runners on the corners with nobody away here in the bottom of the seventh. This brings Gilberto Mexicano to the plate. Grujal communicating with his infielders and his pitchers. As he gets back behind the dish. So Mexicano today is 1-3 for the Red Sox. A single back in the third. He has reached base safely twice today, though, as he got on with an error back in the second. First pitch to Mexicano is a changeup that misses outside for ball number one. And the last one to get you caught up from the full seasons is that the Greenfield Drive currently lead Hickory 6-2. But Hickory trying to brew some offense as Mexicano fouls off the 1-0 pitch to make the count 1-1. Runners on first and second for Hickory with nobody out in the bottom of the ninth. The Drive did grab an insurance run in the top of the ninth inning, though, to give themselves a 6-2 lead. But now they're going to have to fight off a little bit of a rally. They got that first out of the inning, so two to go for Greenville. A 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed by Mexicano, so he drops to 1-2 in the count. The middle infielders have moved back a bit. Double play opportunity with Miller at first. Corner infielders, though, they're still a little pushed on in. As the 1-2 pitch to Mexicano as the breaking ball just stayed upstairs the whole time. And it missed for it to become two balls and two strikes. Heat lining all around the ballpark here. But great news is we're still very dry here at the ballpark. 2-2 pitch to Mayakano. This is sky down the right field line, and it will get out of play. And that will keep it at 2-2. Darryl Bailyn is on deck for the Red Sox. We might get to see him come to the plate this inning. When I say might, I mean most likely will come to the plate. Here's the 2-2 pitch on the way to Mayakano. He reached down the check swing, and Elliot Melton said he went. So Mayakano strikes out swinging for the first out of the inning. And for Dan Hammer, that is strikeout number 3 of the day. And that's a big one for him. And not only for him, but for the Shorebirds as well. Now Bailyn at the plate, puts one on the ground. It could be double play opportunity. First pitch on the way to Bailyn, and it's a breaking ball that catches the zone for strike number 1. It's also one of these at-bats that you want to see Bailyn getting going as well. 0 of 2 today. Back in the second, he got hit by a pitch, but since then he has struck out swinging and popped out towards right. The 0-1 pitch stays outside, and a good take by Bailyn as it goes 1-1 on the count. 7-5, the Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning here at Carilion Clinic Field. No win at the ballpark as the American flag sits dead out in center. The 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed by Bailyn, and the count goes to 1-2. So the count is 1-2. Lopez is at third base, and Miller's at first. Miller takes off. Bailyn swings and misses for out number 2. It's a double steal attempt. The throw back to home is not in time. Miller took off towards second, and then Ben Cosme at second base stepped in and fired one towards home, but Grujal could not get the tag down on Lopez in time, and so the Salem Red Sox have an 8-5 lead. The good old double steal action that Luke Mons decided to use on a 2-strike, 1-out at bat for Darryl Bailyn. And the throw was not going to be in time. There's Tyler Miller at second. So Ben Cosme, who's just checked into the game for the Shorebirds, fired it back home. It was on the right side of home plate. So it would have been a very impressive play if Grujal was able to get the tag down. But Paulino is now at bat, and he takes the first pitch for strike number 1. Miller moves into scoring position, and the Red Sox have a 3-run lead, tied for their largest of the day as Paulino launches a hot shot down the left field line as it goes into the seats and out of play. And the kid is able to get it, but that was really fast coming down that left field line. Fortunately, no one was sitting in that seat. So Hammer steps off the rubber as he goes for the Rawson bag and gains some traction on that right hand. Looking for that closeout pitch of the inning as it's an 0-2 count to Paulino. He steps in and fires away. Paulino on the check swing, and Melton said that he went through. So that will end the inning as Dan Hammer is able to pick up his second strikeout of the inning, his fourth of the day. But the Salem Red Sox get a big insurance run to take an 8-5 lead over the Delmarva Shorebirds. We're going to go into the eighth inning right here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Osvaldo De La Rosa will come out for another inning of work for the Red Sox. You're listening to Carolina League Baseball on MILB.TV. We're into the eighth inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 8-5 for the time being, as we will see Wilkin Grujau come to the plate to start off this eighth. Well, Delmarva had a golden opportunity in this seventh inning earlier on. They had the bases loaded but could not bring in any runs as Grujau fouls the first pitch down the third baseline. And De La Rosa was able to get out of the frame, and he comes out here for the eighth inning to work on it as well. So Grujau had his first base hit of the season. It was a double down the right field line, but it was quite the relay between Balin, Bonazzi, and Paulino as Grujau has a second hit of 2022 as it gets through the left side of the infield for a base hit. It's a leadoff single for Grujau, and the Shorebirds are in action here to start off the eighth. So Steven Acevedo, the center fielder who is 0-3 today, will come to the plate for another at-bat. And Acevedo, who at one point had a batting average of a .000 for the longest time, now has one of a .316. All that has come in this series as he fouls off the first pitch on the right field line to bring the count to 0-1. So Grujau, 2-of-2 today. He's at first base after that single. He could actually enjoy being on base this time as he was tagged out when he was trying to make a double, a triple. Line shot to Bonazzi, grab, throw back to first. It's in time. It's the line out, throw them out by Brayer Bonazzi. And that double play puts two on the board in the top of the eighth. Acevedo with the hot shot, but right to Bonazzi's glove. Had to extend a little bit on a little jumping motion, but he was able to make the throw, and Jordan at first base reacted quickly and got back and made the tag up before Grujau slid back in safe. So two away now as Moises Ramirez, who was 0-2 on the evening, will come to the plate. Another spectacular defensive play by Salem as the 1-0 pitch misses up and away. So, apologies, I should have said 0-1 pitch, as the 0-1 pitch did miss up and away. The count's now 1-1. Pitches away to Ramirez. He fouls it off in the screen behind the plate, and the count goes to 1-2. I'll give you a final update. Greenville does come away with the win over Hickory. Hickory was able to get a run in the bottom of the ninth inning, but the Drive were able to get the job done. They're the only team in the minor leagues today that have been able to win for the Boston Red Sox organization, but Salem is one more step closer as De La Rosa gets the batter Ramirez to go down swinging for his second strikeout of the night. And another great showing from the Salem defense brings us to the bottom of the eighth inning, an opportunity for the Red Sox to add a few insurance runs here in this bottom half inning as they have an 8-5 lead over Delmarva. That's up next when we come back on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Sandlin Memorial Ballpark. One last chance for the Red Sox to try to add on to their score as they lead 8-5 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. We'll have 2, 3, and 4 due up in the order. Brainer Bonazzi, Marcelo Meyer, and Nico Cavades. Bonazzi tonight is 1-3 for the Red Sox, and the first pitch that he sees from Dan Hammer drops below the zone for ball number one. Coming into this inning, 47 pitches thrown by Hammer. 28 of them have been strikes. 3 innings of work, 5 punch-outs from Hammer, and the 1-0 pitch to Bonazzi misses just outside to make the count 2-0. I have to stand corrected. I said 2 strikeouts in the 7th for Hammer. Actually, he had all 3 strikeouts to get through the 7th inning, as the 2-0 pitch is going to be foul-tipped by Bonazzi down the first base line to bring the count to 2 balls and 1 strike. So some Carolina League final scores. The Downeast Ducks defeat the Lynchburg Hillcats 5-2 is the final, as Hammer's fastball goes over the glove of Grujau towards the backstop, and the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. So Hammer at risk of walking the leadoff batter, but he finds the breaking ball in the 3-1 delivery to make the count full of 3 balls and 2 strikes. So some scores getting caught up on. Down East took down Lynchburg 5-2. So big win for the Ducks as Bonazzi swings on the 3-2 pitch and he misses. 4 straight strikeouts for Dan Hammer. 6 on the day, as he's approaching one of his best performances of the season with batters striking out. While meanwhile, coming to the plate, Marcelo Meyer, who has gone down swinging twice today for the Red Sox. The other score that has gone final, the Augusta Green Jackets take down the Charleston River Dogs 7-2. So now a 3-game losing streak for Charleston as Hammer fires a fastball down the middle for strike number one. An 0-4 night for Meyer, who does not have a hit this series. He came in today 0-6 on the series, 4 walks. The 0-1 pitch to Meyer goes outside for ball number one. And after the week that Meyer had down in Charleston, we thought when he came back for this 12-game homestay, he was going to pick up right where he left off and hasn't been able to do so just yet. 1-1 pitch, Meyer takes a swing on a breaking ball and misses for strike number two. A pop-up, a strikeout, a ground-out, and a strikeout have been the night for Marcelo Meyer. He's down 1-2 in the count with one away as Dan Hammer calls for time as he's fixing up his chain and messing with the Rawson bag a bit. Trying to gain traction as he tries to go for his 5th straight punch-out. Hammer steps in, fires, and Meyer lifts this out towards left center field. Getting underneath of it is going to be Valdez, who makes the grab for out number two. So 2 up and 2 down for the Salem Red Sox here in the bottom of the 8th. And with that, I think it's only fitting that I tell you guys a defensive switch. So Valdez is now out at center field. Acevedo. So actually, I should say this. Kerstead has left the game out at right field as Nico Cavades watches the first pitch go down the middle for strike number one. And with Kerstead leaving, Acevedo moves from center field to right field. Luis Valdez moves from second base to center field. And coming into the game is Frederick Bencosme. 0-1 pitch to Cavades. He will watch it go the whole way as it misses low for ball number one. So an even count in this 8-5 ball game. 2 away in the bottom of the 8th. The Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds. Hammer steps in and fires a fastball that will go upstairs, and the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Cavades struck out swinging his last time up, but before that he had 3 on-base appearances in a row. Walked in the first and the second, but the one that stands out the most, it's Nico Cavades with that home run. 2-1 pitch. And he holds on a breaking ball that misses low. Grujau thought it caught the bottom half of the zone for the strike two call, but instead, a hitter's pitch for Cavadas. 3-1 with two away. The Red Sox looking for their first base runner since the fifth inning. Cavadas, a chopper down the right side. It's a tough play there for Martinez. He will get it covering the bag as Hammer will make the squeeze the ball and touch on first base for the third out of the inning. Well, the offense went kind of quiet there for the Salem Red Sox for these last few innings of play, but they have to get three more outs to improve to 30-30 on the season. And they'll have a new pitcher coming into the game to try to get these three outs for the Red Sox. We'll get to that name and information when we come back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark for the top of the ninth on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. 8-5 lead for the Salem Red Sox as they are three outs away from getting their second win of the week over the Delmarva Shorebirds. And it's our first time we are going to get a look at Luis Guerrero here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in 2022. Pitched with the Red Sox a bit last season for those that have been following Salem for a little bit of time. For those that have not, well, the Salem Red Sox pitcher comes into the game and he fires a first pitch that will go into the zone for strike number one. So actually this is Luis Guerrero's first time pitching in front of the Salem Red Sox. I was getting confused with the FCL Red Sox as he fires a first pitch strike on the way to the batter of Roberto Martinez as he swings through and foul tips the 0-1 pitch into the glove of Mexicano for strike number two. And he started off in the FCL, pitched pretty well in 2 1/3 innings of work. He did not allow a single hit or earned run. And he got the pull up here to Salem as he fires an 0-2 pitch low for ball number one. And in the one appearance that he's had here with the Salem Red Sox, it came on the road. He pitched a perfect two innings of work. I'm going to try to keep the perfect going, though, on a 1-2 pitch. And that one will miss just low and outside. And that will even the count of 2-2. So here's a little bit about Luis Guerrero. As you may know, here in 2022 with the FCL and the High A combined, 4 1/3 innings of work with 2 saves, and he gets out number one as Roberto Martinez goes down swinging for the first out of the ninth. So Guerrero picks up that strikeout. That for him for Salem is going to be number two on the year. So Guerrero was selected in the 17th round of the 2021 MLB draft by the Boston Red Sox organization. He attended Chalupa Junior College down in Florida. And here's the first pitch from Guerrero on the way to Luis Valdez, who swings and misses for the strike one. 21 years old, stands at 6 foot, 215 pounds. And here's the 0-1 from Guerrero, who fires in, and it catches the zone for strike number two. So first time we've really got to see a player from the FCL make the jump up to Salem, as the Fuller Complex League just got underway last week. June 5th, to be exact, I believe was the first day. 0-2 pitch, and Valdez swing and foul tipped. Mayakano could not make the grab. And I believe it may have hit his hand as it got up and moving that hand around a bit. Pretty painful deflection off the bat of Valdez. Well, the number one batter in the Delmarva order is 1-4 today. A pair of strikeouts, but singled his last time up in the seventh. So an 0-2 count, but first time is called. As Guerrero trying to make it two outs, as Valdez drives it down the left field line, he will get out of play towards the seats, and that will make it stay at an 0-2 count. One batter down, as Frederick Ben-Cosme awaits on deck. It'll be his first plate appearance of the game. 0-2 pitch to Valdez. It's going to be a ground to the right side. Tough play as always. Bonassi scoops it up, fires it to Jordan just in time to get the speedy Valdez for out number two. So Heston Kerstad, who struck out three times in a row in this position, is replaced by Frederick Ben-Cosme. Of course, Kerstad coming off the injury list, 60-day injury list, one of the longest that we have in all of minor league baseball. Just trying to get back in the rotation of things, so has not played a full game yet for the Shorebirds, but it gives other players opportunities with big-time at-bats, and for Ben-Cosme, this is a big one as he is the last chance for Delmarva, and the first pitch that he sees, he fouls it off into the screen for strike number one. Ben-Cosme, a 316 hitter on the season for Delmarva, has a pair of RBIs for the Shorebirds. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and watching it go the whole way down is Ben-Cosme, as the count goes to 0-2. So one more strike to go for the Salem Red Sox. It's an 0-2 count. Luis Guerrero with a long look on in. And time is called by the batter of Ben-Cosme. And some crazy lightning bolts happening out at right field. Just staying up in the sky, though. It's a nice illusion. 0-2 pitch. Ben-Cosme swings and misses for strike number three. The game started off with a Delmarva strikeout. The game ends with a Delmarva strikeout. And the Salem Red Sox defeat the Delmarva Shorebirds 8-5 on this Thursday night. The Red Sox improved to 30-30 on the year. The Shorebirds dropped to 20-39. And the Red Sox move within a game of the Carolina League North Division lead. What a job by the Red Sox tonight. They were down early. They used some big innings. They overcame their defensive errors as well and used their offense to come away with this win tonight. Now, Delmarva may have had more hits than Salem, but the Red Sox used the offense in the situations needed to get the win today here in Salem. With that 8-5 final score, Salem now has a 2-1 series lead over the Shorebirds, and this team is only halfway through this series this week. Of course, we still have multiple games to go. A 7:05 p.m. first pitch on Friday night. That is tomorrow night, 6:05 p.m. on Saturday night, and 5:05 p.m. on Sunday night. Well, Edison Paulino is our Blue Eagle Credit Union player of the game. I know, back-to-back times with the winning decisions, but how can you turn down a batter today that went 3-5 with a home run as well, led the team with three RBIs? He's just been doing it all so far for the Salem Red Sox in this series. And with the Red Sox, they got their 30th win of the season, an 8-5 final score here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Thank you guys so much for tuning in on this Thursday night. The Salem Red Sox grab a big-time win over the Delmarva Shorebirds and stay in the hunt in the Carolina League North Division. My name is Andy Losey. Thank you so much for spending your Thursday night with us. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and a wonderful Friday before we catch with you guys again for 90s Night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It should be a fun one on this Friday night coming up. So make sure to tune us here on MILB.TV or come out to the ballpark. It should be a lovely evening as the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds will battle at 7.05 p.m. One last time, the Salem Red Sox defeat the Delmarva Shorebirds 8-5 on this Thursday night. We will catch you guys again, and thank you so much for listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball here on MILB.TV. Have a great night.